Day 3. Great Expectations. As the night was fast falling, and as the moon, being past the full, would not rise early, we held a little council, a short one, for clearly our course was to lie by at the first lonely tavern we could find. So they plied their oars once more, and I looked out for anything like a house. Thus we held on, speaking little, for 4 or 5 dull miles. It was very cold, and a collier coming by us, with her gallery fire smoking and flaring, looking like a comfortable home. The night was as dark by this time as it would be until morning, and what light we had seemed to come more from the river than the sky, as the oars in their dipping stuck at a few reflected stars. By Charles Dickens.